Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Molly and Maya with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Storybridge Adventure Climb Company has proposed to the council to allow people to drink alcohol on top of the Brisbane Story Bridge, but has enraged residents that live nearby. The company lodged plans to extend its walk along the entire length of the bridge and also build stairs and safety lines, but residents still believe that it could be dangerous and also an infringement on their privacy, as people would be able to look into their homes. The plans were tabled at a Brisbane City Council meeting on Tuesday, but will be debated at next week's meeting.
In national news, a men-only club is still standing in Tasmania, with a motion only recently being passed to allow women who accompany their partners to enter. The club's secretary stands strongly against the backlash of the club's premise by stating that the establishment is an important place for men to have open conversations and is an important aspect of their lives. There remains to be multiple gendered clubs around Tasmania, with club members holding differing views about how to progress from the outdated traditions whilst maintaining the safe and social environment they have created over many years.
After the shutdown of Telstra's 3G network, many rural Queenslanders and their businesses are struggling to get a signal. Greg Russ, a busline owner from Magnolia, says that the only place he can get a connection is outside on the front steps of his house, and calls his business to take a hit with people not able to reach him and going elsewhere. Federal Minister for Communications Michelle Rowland said the government was aware of the issue and is investigating it alongside Telstra.
Thanks to a TikTok trend, Australian drivers are facing hundreds of dollars in fines by wrapping their cars in Christmas lights. The viral trend online has sparked many to make their cars light up by plugging the lights into their car's electrical system, with many tutorials posted and shared online. Queensland police have warned drivers that they could be fined more than $300 for violating lighting regulations, stating that only police vehicles are permitted to display blue and red lights, while vehicles with red and green lights can be mistaken for ambulances.
In international news, the federal government has agreed to increase police presence and security assistance in the Solomon Islands as an additional incentive designed to strengthen its strategic position in the Asia-Pacific region. Earlier this year, Prime Minister Manele expressed that he wanted Australia's assistance in doubling the size of the Royal Solomon Islands police force to 3,000 officers. This approach is anticipated to significantly increase the size of Solomon Islands police force, which has experienced decades of civil unease in the country.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.